Welcome, guys, to our encore show for today. Yes, two in a row, because we did two in a row Monday coming out of the gate. And then, of course, we had our big bar fight on Tuesday. And I don't know if you got over to vote. Did you, Margaret?
Oh, everybody. I went over and voted. Frank did, too.
We had a lot of people. How about you, General?
Yeah, I voted at the fan page.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did, but I don't know if I got in on time.
Well, if the poll was still up, you got in on time. And so we will be reviewing all of that stuff. We're not going to go into it today, but we will be reviewing.
Slow down, Freddie.
Yeah, I know, man. We will be reviewing all of that falderall and more coming up tomorrow. But over at facebook.com/PhilHanrys, PHANS, there was a poll. And there was also, I think they tried to get it.
Talk about trying to get the poll up, you know.
Yeah, maybe rephrase that, Phil.
No, I don't think I will. They were trying to get the poll up.
Oh, my God.
Over at Twitter. And couldn't do it. Nonetheless, we'll see what people thought about the premature stop to that bar fight on Tuesday between Chef Carl Cedilia and Rudy Canosa.
By the way, I saw the two of them were on Instagram as well as on the fan page.
Yeah, but Rudy and Chef Cedilia were giving their takes on the fan page and on Instagram. If you want to check us out on Instagram, it's simply Phil Hendry, PhilHendrie. And over at, at Facebook, the fan page is Phil Hendry Fans. And then my own personal friend page, which is whatever, man.
A lot of people hate that page because you got very political.
Anyway, so that's the friend page. Don't even worry about that one. Just the fan page and the rest of it's. And then we have Melissa.
Oh, you called her Michelle. That's great. She'll like that.
I was thinking of 50 different women. Melissa, believe me, I know your name. Melissa, her BSP page is over there at Facebook as well. So, listen, you cannot go wrong. It's a beautiful thing there at Facebook.com. Also on Twitter, and of course, we have our Instagram account as well. And we used to be on Snapchat, but that got to be a major hassle. Plus, they couldn't link it over at Facebook, a bunch of other weird stuff.
What about TikTok?
You know, whatever, man. You know, there's only so many hours in the day.
Yeah, how many silly-ass posts can you make?
Right. I mean, it is my job. Of all the things that people do during the course of the day, you can say social media is like part of my job because of what I do for a living. I don't know how everybody else, fits it in, but I guess I ought to be on it morning, noon, and night.
Well, Phil, if that's the case, then, just go over there and just do nothing but Facebook Lives.
Those Facebook Lives, people, gather around for those, so those are a lot of fun. Anyway, let's get to our show today, folks, and we have for you an encore show. As I mentioned, this comes to us from the month of February, February the 6th. In the year 2019, radio consultant and director of sales and programming.
Oh, no, not this guy.
Yeah, Tom Dovka.
You don't like both of them.
Yeah, he's always giving me a hard time.
Well, bud, you just have to have respect.
Tom, the Piper's son, man. He has a hard time with everybody. He is the director of sales and programming at Cavco Broadcast Enterprises. Tom Dovka guest hosts the show and imparts his, quote, jacked up ideas on how to best communicate with the audience. So check this out. From February the 6th of 2019, this is the first initial ever Tom Dovka appearance on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Hello, everybody. My name is Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant as well as the national sales and programming director for the Cavco Broadcasting Group out of Chicago. And it's my great pleasure to be filling in for Phil Hendry today, who is a bit under the weather with the cold and the flu that everybody has. And I'll be filling in for Phil, and I'd like you to know that the program today is brought to you in part by the Phil Hendry Show website. And this coming Friday night, there will be a Friday night chat. Phil is going to be drawing another name from the BSP family of lucky individual. Get two tickets for the luxury suite to be with Phil and his friends, the friends and fans of the Phil Hendry Show, which will be March the 30th at Santa Anita Racetrack in Arcadia, California, Phil's hometown. So you'll be there with friends and family and so forth. So he'll be drawing another two passes this coming Friday night, 7 o'clock on the Phil Hendry Show website, his Friday night chat. My name again is Tom Dovka, D-O-V-K-A, and I represent the Cavco Broadcast Group and Cavco Broadcast Interests as the national sales and programming representative, and I'm also a radio consultant, and I'm here filling in for Phil, even though he has rejected my advice and rejected, quite frankly, going into business with me, where I might advise him and consult with him on how to make his show more and more successful than it already is, and I'm sure it's very successful, although I haven't really run the numbers, but he has rejected out of hand any contact with me, and I mean that literally. He did say that I could sit in and fill in and do his show, and I thought he was joking, and he said he was very serious, because he said, and I'm quoting him directly, "I'm sure, Davka, you'll make SH, and you can fill in the other two letters, out of it." Those are his words, not mine. "I'm sure, Davka, you'll make SHI, and then you can guess the other letter. It rhymes with P. You'll make that out of my show. And so good luck and good riddance." And he walked out. And that was the last that I saw of him. That was as of yesterday afternoon at 5 o'clock. So he's out there listening right now, waiting for me to turn this entire thing into, what do we call these things, dumpster fires? Not just the dumpster fire, because Phil waved to me before he got into his car. I was watching him. I couldn't quite believe what he was saying to me, and I looked. I kept watching him, and he turned around. He waved to me to make sure I was watching him, and he had a small plastic shovel, like a little plastic shovel that kids use at the beach, and I don't know where he found it, in a garbage can or something, and he found a dog, just a dog dropping, and scooped it into a bag and kept waving and pointing as if, "Are you paying attention?" I said, "Yes, Phil, I see you." And he set fire to the bag and basically said, "This is what I think you'll do with my show tomorrow night." And I smiled and I waved and I said, "That's a good one. You have a very good rest. Thank you." But I will tell you, I turned one last time to look over my shoulder. He'd already driven off, and watched that bag of dog feces burning in the driveway, and thinking, "So you think I'm, that's what I am, huh? Okay, watch me." So everyone listening right now, whether you're a feminine, a friend, or a foe, I would ask that you support the Tom Davka effort here today, because Henry believes that what I'm going to do is turn this, his show, into a burning bag of dog dung, as if it isn't already. And that's a matter of opinion, okay? As a radio consultant, it is my job to go from town to town and to talk to different radio broadcast, audio, digital, I don't know what they call them anymore. I don't even know where I'm going half the time. I fly into a town and I say, "I'm here to consult with Joe Blow. Where is he?" And they'll point me to a garage. You know, it used to be there was a radio station to go to. Now I go to garages, basements, alleys, a guy's car. Who knows where they're doing these things. To here, I'm at Phil Henry's studio out at some godforsaken, distant, remote beach north of Los Angeles, California, and I sit here in his studio with two hot, steaming hot Klieg lights, a cat that's 15 years old at my feet, cat food, a cat box, a whole bunch of computers. I don't know how to use any of them. I've got this young man, Mr. Dickman, who is in the kitchen right now on his third ice cream cone. Is that right? Well, I shouldn't talk off mic.
What?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have. His third or fourth ice cream cone, and he is the technical support for me, Tom Davka, here on The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, with Tom Davka filling in on the Cavco Broadcast Group and Broadcast Interest Corporation. Cavco, changing with the times, from broadcast interest in radio, television, to the new media digital platforms. Cavco does it all and does it good. For sales representation and advice on programming, sales placement, and other allied and affiliated interests that are interesting to you, call Tom Davka at Cavco Broadcast Group or the Cavco Broadcast Sales and Programming Interests section at Cavco Broadcast Conglomerate, Chicago, Illinois, USA.
Cavco, 100 years old this year.
Starting in 1919, Cavco was a sign language school, teaching people with hearing or speech impairment how to communicate. From a sign language school, they naturally went into radio broadcasting and eventually television. They eventually divested themselves of the radio business, and today they advise people with podcasts. Although our consultancy arm is still alive and well with Tom Davka and other members of our corporate executive staff. Cavco, a standard in excellence since 1919.
And it's Tom Davka. Welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show with me, Tom Davka. Now,
I know that I'm supposed to be here filling in for Phil, but what I really can, the only thing I can do is be myself and give you me, Tom Dovka, and what I know how to do. What I know how to do is to give advice. Unfortunately, I don't have anything else more to talk about. I'm out of stuff to say, so...
Do I help?
If you, yeah, Bud Dickman is here.
You're a radio consultant, so you don't, you know...
Yeah, I know what I... If I had talent, I'd know what I would do.
What would you do?
I would have people I'd interview. I'd have music, sports, and... See, I'm at a place now. I've run out of... there's nothing more I can say.
All right, so you want me to do the show?
No, I'm the host of the show, but I wanted you to be a sidekick now. So, Bud, what's going on?
Nothing.
We'll be right back. Kavco, covering Earth, the solar system, and the entire galaxy with the quintessential communications platform. Kavco.
Sweet Farm is a one-of-a-kind place to park yourself, your loved one, or anyone you've just met in a wonderfully soft, comforting environment.
At Sweet Farm, we give you your own room, your own closet, even your own bed, and if you're good,
your own toilet. Sweet Farm, we've been here since 1926. Only we weren't Sweet Farm then, we were a landfill.
Sweet Farm.
Dial 162-4351 and get in on the ground floor of
Sweet Farm.
If you're not in on the ground floor, you'll be under it. That's where most of our staff is buried.
Dial 123-45678.
Sweet Farm.
You know, I'll tell you something. There's nothing like a great juicy steak at Ted's of Beverly Hills, but you haven't lived until Ted Bell has stood next to your table and set fire to your steak, Steak Ted at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let me set fire to your night. You wanna put our meat in your
mouth. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Would you like to learn how to play poker? I mean good poker. The kind of poker they play on television where you can win millions of dollars. You would? Larry's Poker School is opening, and we've got just a limited number of seats for you, maybe a couple of your friends, to sit in and watch Larry and his big-time buddies play poker. Poker for big dollars. You watch, you look, you listen, and you learn. And the next thing you know, you're there. You're in Vegas at the World Series of Poker winning millions. Has Larry won millions? No, he hasn't. Have his friends? No, they haven't. What's that got to do with anything? A lot. That's Larry's Poker School. Sit there, watch what he does, then go to Vegas and win millions.
Strictly for entertainment. If you don't win millions, it's not Larry's fault.
Larry's Poker School. Oh, man, I got a splitting headache.
What do you think caused it?
Working out here in the open, out here with all these trees and flowers and fresh air, drives me ape.
Try a blast of No Head.
No Head?
Yes. It's a pain reliever, so effective, it's as if you have no head at all.
You forget you have a head.
No sensation from the neck up.
No Head, the new headache relief from Kavco Communications.
Yeah!
Welcome back to the Tom Dovka Show. This is Tom Dovka filling in for Phil Henry. There's a song called Give Me Some Money from... a very funny group of guys. I'm sure you heard the Spinal Tap. But that's like so many of the radio talent that I've worked with. They want more money, but they don't show you any real talent. And as a radio consultant, what I do for Kavco Broadcast Enterprises and the broadcast group, as well as the Kavco Broadcast Interest Section, I am a national sales manager and programming director, but also radio consultant. So I go from town to town, and I meet up with these different talents, and I tried, and I use that term loosely because some of these people are not particularly talented, but they ask me to see what I can do, and generally I can't do much with them, but I'm able to keep my job, and I'm able to get different jobs because I'm able to convince the different radio stations and the different broadcast groups that I work with that the people they wanted me to consult and try to improve cannot be helped at all, and it's their fault for hiring them, and so I look like a hero for basically coming into town and saying, I can't work with this guy because he has no talent. Maybe he has talent for brushing his teeth or for
changing the oil on a Chevy or something, I don't know, but for being on a micro, talking into a microphone and making sounds that people will go, oh, I think I want to listen. No, can't be done. And they'll say, thank you very much. It was well worth the, generally I get somewhere in the neighborhood $10,000 to $15,000 for jets. It was well worth the $10,000. And I get on a plane and I pat the briefcase in which the money is. And I go, you know, another good job. And I'll ask the flight attendant for a cocktail or something to help me sleep. To discuss this with me further is Numni Kavko, a member of the founding family of Kavko Broadcast Group and the Broadcast Enterprises Interest Section. Numni Kavko has been with the family in the broadcast business for well over 70 years. And I have him on the phone here from Chicago. Numni, thank you very much for joining me. You're a legend in the business. You're a legend with me. And are you watching TV or...
Yes, I have the television set on. I can turn it off if you want.
No, it's all right. I just wanted to make sure you weren't. Sounded like you were out on the street.
Oh, no. They have a program on, a police drama.
Numni, I go around this country to consult the different shows and the different radio talent. It's just pathetic. What's happened to all the great talent? What's happened to radio? And
oh, well...
I've lost communication with Numni, but I know he's lived a good life, and so I'm my condolences to the family.
Did he die?
Who? Oh, you're Bud Dickman, right?
Yeah.
I believe he's dead, yes.
Hey.
This is Tom Dovka, and I'm a radio consultant. I'm filling in for the Phil Hendry Show here because Phil is under the weather, and that's something we... can discuss. Always, one of the things I say to all of the talent, and I use that term loosely again, all of the quote-unquote talent that I consult, is I always tell them, be topical and relevant and relatable. And so, what's more relatable and topical than the cold and flu that people are experiencing right now? And so Phil Hendry has the cold and flu, and certainly, you want to drink nice hot teas. You want to have honeys. You want to have, hey, there's nothing wrong with a little shot of alcohol in your hot tea. That's what you call the hot toddy. And this is going to help you, too, in cold and flu season. One of the things I tell radio talent when they discuss cold and flu season is don't just say, hey, I got sick or my friend got sick. Tell people how you cure yourself from the flu. Okay, because this is very important in the business of radio communications. You want to make sure that you tell people how you can cure yourself. What are the steps you take? And one of the young people that I was consulting a morning show over here in Milwaukee, Buddy Brownie and the Bear, or Buddy and the Bear, the morning show in Milwaukee, and it'll ring a bell for some folks. And they said, well, I blow my nose. They said, now, right there. Now, this is what I call... the Tom Dovka touch. This is a Tom Dovka-ism. And these are the little programming hints and tips that I give and consultancy hints and tips that I give that make radio shows, individual shows, sparkle, you know, and stand out. So I said to the young people in Milwaukee there, the Brownie and the Bear Show, Boogie Brown Show, wasn't that it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's called the Boogie Brown and the Bear. And one of the things I think I told Boogie, because Boogie was talking about having a cold. He said, well, one thing you want to do is blow your nose. I said, there, you're being redundant. Don't say blow your nose. Say blow a nose. I blew the nose. People are going to assume you're blowing your own nose. So if you're going to talk about blowing your nose, say I blew a nose or I blew the nose. And that eliminates extra thinking that takes you away from your goal, which is to tell people how to get rid of a cold. Then you say, I like to drink tea. I drink warm liquids. I stay in bed. I keep myself warm. I get a lot of sleep. Now, right here, you see, you say, it gets a lot of sleep, or he get. If you say, I get, of course you get. People are assuming it's you that you're talking about. So you don't say, I get a lot of sleep. You say, it gets a lot of sleep. So when you're talking about having a cold, you say, I blew the nose, and it gets a lot of sleep. That's all you need to do. And this is one of the things that marks the Tom Dovka consulted morning shows and different shows. When Tom Dovka puts his touch on it, when you hear a morning show say, like, Boogie Brown and his bear. What is the name of that show?
Boogie Brown and a Bear.
Oh, Boogie Brown and a Bear. When you hear him say, I blew the nose, and then it gets a lot of sleep, you know that Tom Dovka's in town.
We'll be back with more of the Tom Dovka Show, filling in for Phil Henry right here on Kavco Communications.
Hi, Betty Bugley for the Bugley Booklet, now in its 17th printing. The Bugley Booklet tells you where to go, what to do, and how to do it in every major American city. Places to eat, places to sleep, places to just stand still, places to walk, places not to walk. In the Bugley Booklet, you'll know what to avoid, what to embrace, what to believe, what not to believe. Every facet of American life is covered, and if it isn't, it doesn't exist.
Get the Bugley Booklet by sending away $5 to Bugley Booklet, Tulane, Wisconsin.
Take it from me, Betty Bugley. You're buggy if you don't get the Bugley Booklet. And here's my husband, Bugsy, to tell you more.
Hi, I'm Bugsy Bugley. This booklet helped me find Betty, and when I found her, friend, I never worked again.
The Bugley Booklet, now yours for the moderate price of just $5. Send away to Kevco, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, man.
Still got the headache, huh?
Yeah.
Why didn't you take Nohead?
I took some inferior aspirin.
Take Nohead, you chump. Don't be a sucker.
Nohead, huh?
That's the second time you've asked me that. Nohead, it deadens all the nerves from the neck up. You got Nohead, man. You got Nohead.
Nohead. It feels as if there's nothing up there. Try Nohead for those splitting headaches.
Oh, shut it up, will you, please?
Get me some Nohead. Now, Kavco Broadcast Interest and the Broadcast Group returns you to the Tom Dovka Show.
This is Tom Dovka filling in for Phil Henry today here on the Phil Henry Show website. Don't forget, on Friday night, Phil will have his Friday night chat, and that's when they have a drawing for another name in there. Sanity Day at the Races contest. They've drawn three names, and none of them, one of them was in China, another guy was in Pennsylvania, and the third guy was in South Carolina. And if I were consulting, and Phil wants nothing to do with me as a consultant and said so, and we opened the show telling you what happened, and I don't need to repeat that. I guess I could tell you. As Phil said, you can fill in for me, but I guarantee, and I looked, I said, you guarantee what? And he had found a dog dropping in the gutter out in front of his house, and he put that into a paper bag and set it on fire and pointed at it and went. And I said, I got you. I gave him the A-OK sign as he got into his car and sped off, meaning basically it'll be a burning bag of dog dung. What I did do here today. Well, I don't think so. I think we are doing very well, and I thank you for your support and your patronage. And if you'd like to see me fill in for more Phil Henry shows, all you have to do is write to The Phil Henry Show, More Tom Dovka, at 1014 South Westlake Boulevard, number 163, Westlake Village, California. That's The Phil Henry Show, More Tom Dovka, 1014 South Westlake Boulevard, number 163, Westlake Village, California. I'm Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant as well as the National Sales and Programming Representative for the Kavco Broadcast Interest Section as well as the Kavco Broadcast Enterprise Group. And I got another programming tip for you. For you radio talent out there, this is a Dovkaism, so you've got to get a hold of this. Now, a lot of you, in the cold and flu season, I've mentioned you're telling people how to get rid of the cold and the flu, and I told you how to say that. And a lot of you are also talking about, for instance, what you've done on vacation, what sites of interest that you saw. Remember, irrelevance and unnecessary language is the shortcut to brain death in your audience. They don't want to hear it, and they will tune you out and go to another show. So don't be irrelevant and don't be superfluous in your communication. When you say, I went on vacation, it's superfluous. They know you went on vacation. You say vacation, And let's say you went on vacation to Washington, D.C. to see the sights. Vacation, Washington, D.C., White House. Okay, that's all you need to say. Vacation, Washington, D.C., Washington Monument. Dinner. And then if you want to get, you know, some of you do the funny stuff and you want to, so you say, vacation, Washington, D.C., Washington Monument, wife, bed, sexual intercourse. I you know, it depends upon how graphic you want to be. I realize that a lot of you are allowed to be graphic. I don't advise it, but a lot of you are allowed to be graphic on your digital. But you don't say, I went on vacation. That's the superfluousness of it. You say, it went on vacation. Or vacation, me. You say Washington, D.C. So this would be the ideal monologue. Vacation, me. Washington, D.C., me, she. Everyone knows you talk about the wife. So again, brevity is clarity. Clarity makes for an interesting monologue. So Washington, D.C., me, she. Washington, D.C. Washington Monument, she, me, sex. You can say that if you want. It depends on the kind of show you do. But you can say, me, she, Washington, D.C., she, me, depending upon who initiated it, she, me, sex. Generally, in my marriage, it's she, me, always she initiates because I'm tired much of the time. But you say vacation, me, she, sex, she, me, dinner, me, she, breakfast, she, me. It depends. And then let's say you were invited to a state dinner with the president, how very unlikely it may be, you want to be prepared to say it in a manner that the audience will grasp, enjoy, and be able to digest and, enjoy it. You'll say, Washington, D.C., state dinner, me, she, me, he. Everybody knows you're talking about President Trump, okay? You don't have to say, hey, I went to Washington, D.C. for state dinner and I met President Trump. Of course, so you say, Washington, D.C., state dinner, she, me, she, me, he. He, me. And then now you're telling people how the conversation went. Me, he. Oh, you met President Trump. He, me. That means, oh, you had a conversation. You say, what was the conversation? Well, you can say, he, me, he, not you. He, me, he. That means it's none of your business. Or if it is your business, you'll say, the talent would say, Washington, D.C., state dinner, me, he. State dinner, me, she, me, he. He, me, he, not you. Me, he, and you can say, for instance, if it's about D.C., say, me, he, me, Russia, me, he, right? That means I asked him a question about Russia. That's about as, because you're not going to be allowed to talk about what you, talked about at a state dinner, but you can at least be interesting for the audience. Now you leave Washington, D.C., you say, and you see what I'm saying? So I'm making, and I've been trying to tell radio talent this for years, stop running your guts. Stop letting, stop letting your guts run out all over your shoes. Be concise, be precise, and you'll be tight and sweet and right on a Saturday night. Tom Dovka, I'll be right back. Tom Dovka programming tips. Polecat's Barbecue. You've never had it so good. Polecat's Catfish Dinners. And, of course, their baby back ribs, the St. Louis ribs, and let's not forget the giant king-size New York barbecued rib steak. Polecat's Barbecue, 6 locations in and around the Flummox. Polecat's Barbecue, now a proud sponsor of Gavco.
Hey, everyone, this is Billy Ritten, and the Ritten Car Washes are open all over town. You know, I told you I'd keep your car clean. It doesn't matter to me. Bring your car into Ritten Car Washes. Everybody's there, ready to go. We're not automated. We have people that'll wash your car. You can get out and wash it yourself if you want. Don't make no, never mind to me. Our car washes, your car's going to look good. Whether you washed it yourself or you paid us to do it, you still have to pay us even if you get out of your own car and wash the car yourself because we're taking too long. Witten Car Washes, they're everywhere your car is, should be, will be, or probably should never be.
Witten Car Washes, another proud sponsor of Cavco Programming. And now back to Tom Dovka, filling in for Phil Hendry on Cavco. Tom Dovka here, and I'm filling in on Phil Hendry's show. Phil is under the weather, he's sick, he's got the flu. A lot of people have the flu, and I'd like to say that I'm constitutionally unable to get sick, but no, I get it too. I get the sniffles and the sneezes and everything. So Phil is under the weather, and I thought I'd fill in for him. I have asked Phil over the years if I could consult his show. I could make it better. I could make it at least passably better, but no, he'll have none of it. And I've already gone through the description of how he insulted me. I'm not complaining. I'm grateful that Phil has allowed me to fill in for him here on his show, but he sure was insulting as he was leaving, saying that this would be nothing more than a log of dog feces burning in a paper bag. Think of that, will you? I mean, just think about that. We'll be back with more from Tom Dafka right after this.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show with
Tom Dafka,
brought to you by Sweet Farm.
Sweet Farm, 3 locations.
All of them real. Sweet Farm doesn't want you to check out permanently. We want you to check out, well, periodically. And you can do it at Sweet Farm. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bedroom options. They're all bedrooms by themselves. They're not attached to any kind of a building.
We're only kidding.
We are only kidding. And we're always kidding at Sweet Farm.
Dial 162-5812. That's 162-5822 2122.
Sweet Farm.
Welcome back to Tom Dafka filling in for Phil Hendry on the Cavco Broadcast Interest section. Hi, everybody. This is Tom Dafka. I'm a radio consultant as well as the programming and sales director for Cavco Broadcast Enterprises and the Cavco Broadcast Interest Group of Chicago, Illinois. And I've had a lot of fun here today talking with you, and I thought we'd take a couple of phone calls. You never know when you take a phone call. I tell people, I know that Phil Hendry doesn't take any real phone calls. He's always taking phone calls from phony voices, and that's why I've told him. I said, you're lost in a fantasy land all your own. You're lost in your mind. And he laughs, and like I said, then he points to a bag of burning dog stuff and drives off. And it's funny how Phil always gets the last word like that, although I let myself in for it. I'm now in my 16th year of, can I consult your show, and of him setting fire to dog do. It's childish, but if that's the way you want to live your life, have at it, friend, have at it. So, like I said, Phil doesn't take no real phone calls, but I will, and I'm not a radio talent. I guess you can probably figure that one out by having listened as much as you have to. Well, I don't want to put myself down too much, because I tell people, don't put yourself down. Here, right here. A Tom Dafka programming tip. Don't put yourself down like I just did. Although, in my case, I'm being honest, I'm not any good on the radio. If I was any good doing it, I'd be doing it instead of telling people how to do it, and generally being a pain in the, ASS, which I don't want to use the word, because it is filthy, but the word ass is not filthy, but obviously it's associated with filth. But what comes out of it, it's TMI, right? TMI. Let me go to a phone call here. Hi, you're on with Tom Dafka, filling in for Phil Hendry.
Yeah, hi, Tom. It's Chris in Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. I was listening to you giving your programming tips on how to talk about being on vacation.
Okay. Well, are you a radio talent?
No, I'm not a radio talent. I'm just a listener. But I heard you say me.
Yeah, it's a little confusing, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. It's, you said that makes it clear. If somebody comes on the radio and says, I'm going on vacation to Washington, D.C., I'm taking my wife, what's wrong with that?
Well, obviously it's you, you know?
Well, right, but I mean, shouldn't I be the one saying,
Look, if you're going to go on vacation, hey, I went on vacation. Of course, you're the one that went on vacation. Say me, he. So I don't even have to say it. Say vacation. I say me, she, meaning me and my wife.
Well, I heard what you said, and you went to Washington, D.C. and met the president, and it was he, me, right?
Yeah, that's basically it, because you're talking to what?
Why not say President Trump?
Because everyone knows it's President Trump, see?
Yeah, and then you said something about how if you're going to talk about Russia.
Well, you say, well, if it's just about me, he, and we talk about Russia, me, he, Russia, he, me.
Yeah, okay, that, yeah.
So you understand, right?
Yeah, that does, that's great. I wish Phil did that. Yeah, it's too bad he doesn't pay any attention to you. You can really learn a lot.
Well, that's my feeling. Thanks a lot.
Baba Booey, Baba Boo.
Tom Dovka, and with a radio programming tip, don't ever take a call from a guy, okay, that's going to say Baba Booey, although you probably, you're not, how would you know? How would you know, right? How would you know? A Tom Dovka radio tip. Here's another Tom Dovka tip, and I find this one to be helpful for me. I don't know about you, and I'm not really sure if there's any radio talent out there that could take this advice, but I find after having lived through just now filling in for Phil Henry, it's good for me to say the following phrase, and I don't necessarily mean it, but I need to be able to say this. I will never fill in again on this fuck piece of shit, whore. Show.
The Tom Dovka Show, filling in for Phil Henry on the Cavco Broadcast Enterprise Interest Group.
I'm Tom Dovka. I'm sorry, I'll never do this again as long as I live. I'm a radio consultant. I'm the programming and sales director for Cavco. But I can't do this kind of work. I'm no good. I'm not that much of a degenerate to be successful. Cavco.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Not affiliated with the Tom Dovka Radio Consultancy.
Because it's a burning bag of dog shit.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do. I feel better. Business isn't yours anyway.
I see you, I creep in your dreams.